The government has recently stated they want to start a national conversation about changes needed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the transport sector. The Ministry of Transport recently released a report outlining potential policies to move the transport sector to net zero by 2050. I talked to Dr. Doug Wilson, a senior lecturer in transportation engineering at the University of Auckland, about his research, which focuses on reducing emissions from private vehicles. With transport currently making up about half of total emissions in Aotearoa, why is this?
Carbon dioxide is the sort of 47%, but the overall greenhouse gas emissions, it's about 20% that comes from the transport sector. So with all, you know, greenhouse gas emissions. So yes, the transport sector is certainly not doing well in regards to reducing down its impact. There's been a 90% increase since 1990 levels of greenhouse gas emissions. So the transport sector has been seen, rightfully so, as a sector that should significantly improve its performance. And the real issue comes down to the reliance upon the internal combustion engine, petrol and diesel vehicles for our mobility. And in New Zealand, we have one of the dirtiest fleets in the world because we don't have emission standards, which is an important aspect that we need to address. There's multiple ways that we can improve, and it's not going to be one system that wins all or one technology. It's a matter of addressing all of these issues together.
And then can you tell me a bit about some ways that we could transition our transportation systems to more sustainable outcomes?
Yeah, well, the best way to reduce emissions from the transport sector is not is to reduce down the trips that we actually take. So New Zealand, because of the context of our development, is a small population over a reasonably large country in terms of geography. We do a lot of travel per person per kilometre per annually, so it's well above many other countries, and in the European context we're about double the vehicle kilometres travelled. There's good reasons why we need to travel those sort of distances, but because of that, and also with the fleet that we have, which is our New Zealand vehicle fleet is over 14 years old on average, and is actually getting older, not younger. And that means we have a lot of imported vehicles that don't meet overseas standards, and we get them coming into New Zealand. And so we have what is relatively now quite a dirty vehicle fleet. And there is a real danger that with other countries improving their vehicle fleets, that we will end up being a dumping ground for worse or for dirtier vehicles. So the first major strategy is to avoid, if we can, trips, so reduce down vehicle kilometres travelled. We can talk later on about how we might do that, but that's the best way, is to reduce down travel per person per capita across the country. The second sort of major area is to then shift trips that are essential trips to cleaner and more sustainable modes, in terms of tends to be more shared. And so if we can share mobility, increase patronage on public transport, so we need to invest more in public transport and to make that more attractive, and then also enable people to get from their home base to their work base, so what we call first mile, last mile solutions to connect to mass rapid transit, but to have smaller vehicles that are clean vehicles picking up people around. So there's some real good technologies that are around coming, but they're not quite ready yet. But shared mobility, shared shuttles, potentially in the future, autonomous shuttles will help those sort of areas being all electric and low emission vehicles. And we as a country really need to own up to, that we've for many, many decades allowed unbridled sort of development or transport trips to occur. And the biggest way for us to change is to actually change people's behaviour. That's not easy.
So you've talked about some of the ways we can reduce emissions. The Ministry of Transport recently released a report outlining some potential policies of how we could do this, with the ultimate goal of reaching net zero in the transport sector by 2050. With the way that we're going, do you believe that this is possible?
It won't happen by business as usual. The documents that are coming out at the moment, and even the Climate Change Commission targets, will not meet the IPCC targets of having by 2031 the targets that are suggested or that are recommended that we need to meet the 1.5 degree maximum sort of global warming target. So we have got some significant challenges ahead of us, and to think that we will be able to get there by some of these targets that are put in, whether it's 2050 net zero or 2035, sort of a 47%, 50% reduction, is very, well, practically impossible by doing the same things we're doing now. And so we need to be much more proactive, because if we wait even 2, 3, 4, 5 years, the effect is much more difficult, because we're still actually increasing the emissions, and so the more we increase, the more difficult it is that we're obviously going to meet that target, which is trying to reduce down 2010 emission standards. And we've stabilised, but we're still actually increasing slightly in our emissions in the transport sector. And one of the big problems with that is because we still have population growth. So we're predicting for Auckland, for example, that there is going to be another 22% of population in Auckland by 2030. So we have to do much more than just being efficient. We actually have to be removing trips off the network. And at the same time, we've underinvested in public transport, so we haven't got the options. This is for many decades. And so we haven't got the options for people to be able to travel by mass rapid transit, which is much more efficient than single vehicle trips, which is one of the biggest problems we have in New Zealand. So our average vehicle occupancy on some parts of our Auckland network is only 1.1, 1.2 people per vehicle. And that's very, very inefficient in terms of the use of that space. And so we need to be shifting trips to active modes, so walking and cycling that are short trips, but also then for the longer trips, having our public transport network completed. But the problem is that CRL and other large projects that we're doing and that we're planning over the next 10, 15, 20 years is too late to be able to get that shift by itself. And so we are caught in this difficult situation now where we are wanting people to use public transport, yet the public transport network is not yet inefficient enough to get all of the trips that are required around the Auckland region, for example, or anywhere else in major urban centres. So we're chasing our tail. It doesn't mean that it can't be done, but it means that other mechanisms like congestion pricing, encouraging more shared use, even mobility as a service, being able to attract people to, instead of travelling one person in a car, but to car share if they have to do a trip, all of these mechanisms, using your car and your e-bike rather, or your e-scooter on local trips, all of those things are very important. But again, we're still building some of these networks. So it's a challenging, we have to do things now in parallel rather than waiting